It's his birthday, by the way.
Birthday win. Thank you, guys. We'll start the press conference with Mauro Stacchio. Please meet you.
Sounds good. Mauro, it seemed like a game where, above all, you guys were able to kind of limit some of the errors that maybe have plagued you in the past few games. How key was that, and any thoughts on how the team was able to, you know, see out the results of it?
Well, I think the message during the week was, let's focus on what we've been doing. I think, obviously, you look at what the first quarter of the season's been, we can grab the positive and say, yes, we've had some moments of good game spells, but we weren't able to close down games. So, you know, the focus this week, obviously, you know, it makes it a little bit harder when you're training and practicing off losses and the results aren't coming. But, you know, this week was all about personality. It was all about showing that, giving the players the confidence, them having the personality to go out there and execute, and just being concentrated from minute one to minute 105 almost. So it's something that, you know, I'm extremely proud of them, because, again, I think we started off the game quite well. The decision making on the ball was good. We were able to find always ways out to build out. And again, I think we didn't create as much as we'd like to, but we stuck to the game plan. We showed personality, and, you know, we were able to close down the game, and that's something we haven't done in a while.
You mentioned building up from the back. Obviously, Elijah playing in the middle of the back three again was critical to that. Your thoughts on their performance today? You know, three guys who were obviously here last year and seemed to team up quite well.
No, I think this year in particular we have a back line that's mature, that's experienced, and, you know, they're very good players. I think Elijah brings that leadership. He's a very vocal guy. He's aggressive on stepping into certain areas, and he's good on the ball. Frank also brings some clarity, and Osvaldo well, potentially one of the best center backs, if not the best center back in the league. So when they're ticking, they give, you know, the midfielders the confidence to do their game, and obviously that passes on to the striker. So it's a base. It's something that we're quite heavy on, because, again, they need to build. They need to be comfortable on the ball. And today they did both. They were comfortable on the ball and kept a clean sheet, so extremely happy.
Talking about TPL, after six games without a win, how important is today's result for the team's morale and momentum?
It's extremely important. Like I said, I think we've performed. We've had moments in you know, that first quarter of the season that we played well, but we weren't able to close down games. I think if you look back, and I'm not even saying that we should have won games, but, you know, you take the Halifax tie here, you take the Ottawa tie away, and even the Pacific tie away, that's an extra 3 points. The results don't look that bad. You're not always losing, so it's fine margins. I think that was the biggest thing for these players, is to keep on doing what they're doing, but just polish up their tools. And I think this victory, this win brings a lot of confidence back into the locker room. Players, you know, it's good to see that they have a smile on their face. And, you know, fair play to them. Again, like I said, it's been three tough weeks, obviously, with the results not coming our way. But not one day they didn't show up for training. You know, it's a good group of guys. They're hungry. They're honest with themselves. And they've adapted. They've adapted. We've tweaked a couple things. And, you know, they came out there today and showed. So I'm happy for them.
Thank you. Congrats for the win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thomas. Mark, congratulations on the win. I feel like in this game we kind of saw a bit more of kind of midfield ball and long run things, kind of playing the longer through balls. You guys had a bit less possession today than Vancouver, so how much played a role in it, but in terms of just attacking maybe two or three guys instead of sending everyone to one, and maybe being the best runs for camera time, it does work eventually with Leon playing that jump ball for Ross Valley to put it. So I'm just wondering if that was more of a circumstantial thing, or if you guys did kind of work on that.
No, it was part of the strategy. We knew that Vancouver is an aggressive team that likes to jump. They set a press that, you know, comes from out to in, so they get a lot of numbers in that center channel, And we knew that, you know, at some point after attracting them into, you know, our what we call our zone one and two, that space in behind would be available. I think we could have played, I wouldn't call it a long ball, but a strategic ball into that space, I think, a little bit more often. But at the end of the day, we knew that if we keep a clean sheet, if we're focused on the defensive side, we've proven pretty much in every game in the CPL, that will score. So opportunity will come, and I trust the players' confidence and quality to be able to score. So it was strategic. It was part of obviously the game plan, and I'm happy it worked.
Yeah, it was definitely a really kind of full effort, top spot for you guys. So we see Thiago with a huge leap into the air. It looked like he kind of signed this spot in new. So, but it did kind of, add some
message to you guys. So what do you say when you kind of look at past performances compared to this one? Maybe it's just those extra little things like that are kind of steering this game your way as opposed to last few weeks, or sometimes just a little last concentration for the draw. The
message has been,
you know, when one loses, we all lose. And when one wins, we all win. So it's happy where the players are happy for, you know, guys like Diego coming to a new league, and you know, as games are going, getting more comfortable. And like I said about the back line, he also gives that trust for our midfielders to play a little bit more freedom. He's good with his feet. He's good coming out of out of his goal. So I'm extremely happy with what he's done. But I think today the biggest thing was everybody that also came on, they had a high standard. They were demanding with themselves. You know, you have a 16-year-old like Shola today that comes onto a game and shows a lot of experience, a lot of maturity when he holds on to the play, when he tries to win fouls, when he's good on the ball. So that's something that at times, and you know, we messaged it in the group, that at times the players were coming off the bench and they weren't sharp, they weren't concentrated. So like I said, I think when one loses, we all lose. But today we were able to win, and I think it's a team victory. I think the players off the bench came on and did something. The players that, you know, started the game also, you know, had a high responsibility of what the game end result would potentially be, and I'm happy for them.
Thank you. Mauro, congrats a little bit, obviously. You spoke about it a little bit already, but with the defense today especially as well. I don't know what the final count was. I believe about 9 or 10 shots from Vancouver, only 2 inside the box and 3. Batista hitting the crossbar, but even just before that, we had about, I think, 5 or 6 shots from them that none of them, sorry, 4 of them were sort of outside the box, 1 was blocked, kind of sort of off the corner. So the team did, you know, quite a good job today limiting shots and limiting some of those dangerous opportunities that we've seen go against your team in the past couple of games. So just wondering if you can maybe speak to the role of not only the back 5, but as well Steph, again, in sort of that forward role, and that Abelai just been fullback, in the back 3, just put the role of sort of the back 7, let's even say, or getting HA today.
We want to continue to be aggressive, and at times, I know there's a stat out there where we're the team that does the most fouls, but our mentality is we want to close down space, we want to block shots, we want to intercept passes, we want to be on the front foot, or, you know, not only when we have the ball, but when we don't have the ball as well. So I think today the guys, again, I think they were more connected, they were more concentrated, and that is a result of, you know, what we train, what we believe in. And again, there are going to be good goals. We're in a good league with good players, and you know, those shots like Batista, you know, from 20 yards out, it happens, you know, and at some point you just got to clap your hands and move on and go get the second one. So, you know, I'm happy that they didn't really have clear chances. Like you said, I think we were able to deal with a lot of their crosses. We stopped a lot of the crosses as well. They played with pretty much 3 strikers, with Campo, Aguero, and then the striker up top. So we knew that they were going to put balls in the box. They are big. They are physical. We knew that the corners were going to come in, and we dealt with that. And I think that not only comes from being concentrated, but having that personality, having the confidence that what we're doing is good. Now we just need to be on the other side of the ball. If it, you know, a couple weeks ago, maybe that ball from Batiste hit the crossbar, probably hit Diego on the shin and go in. And I think now things are turning our way. But again, we got to continue to work and believe in what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
That's one. I guess that would be part of, we always think of you using only three defenders, but the 80 minutes you brought in, seeing the defender for, took out Barron, the striker. So is that like, I imagine in previous games you might have had another striker to try and get that insurance goal, but this was more about protecting the lead as having a fourth defender in. Like, wow, some teams use five, but I mean, great.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Exactly.
I mean, if they didn't score, then we wouldn't tie, right? And I think that was ultimately the message. I think we want to go for the second. That's why we brought in Shola, fresh legs. He's aggressive going forward. You know, putting a player even like Orlando in the starting 11, good crosser, good on the ball, has a lot of offensive productivity. But it's up to us as a coaching staff to understand where we are and what we need. And we needed to keep a clean sheet and not going after the second one. So that was the decision made.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes or no? No.
No. Yeah. One last one?
Yeah.
Okay. Last one.
I know your upcoming match is gonna be a CPL on tour. How excited is York United to actually show a good match in Quebec City?
York United is always excited to show a good match wherever it is. It doesn't matter if it's in Quebec, if it's wherever it is. I think now we just gotta be focused on us. Obviously, we want to continue to grow the league. I think it's a great opportunity for us to obviously show our football, show our mentality, show our colors in a different province. And again, I think it's good for the league. I think it's good for us as a club. But we're going there with the same mentality we had in Vancouver in the first game, with the same mentality that we have here at home against Vancouver now, is to go out there, perform, be ourselves, and obviously go after the 3 points.
And also, if you've decided for a Canadian Premier League on tour, what city do you think that they should go for?
I say Portugal. No? That'd be kind of cool. No, listen, I think we just got to go to every city that likes soccer, and we got to continue to grow this sport. I mean, me growing up in Leamington in that Windsor area, I know there's a lot of football fanatics. I know there's a lot of a soccer culture out there. So if I had to pick a city in Canada, I would probably pick Windsor, because, again, it's close to home, still got family and friends there, and it would be good to spread out the love out there.
Thank you, guys.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next press conference, make sure you bring the cake, huh?